Begin the current daf, Masechta Pesachim daf Zayin, begin the Omer Alpha, begin the taste of Masechta, begin the words of the Gemara, Lefnei Seichri Behema. In front of the animal merchants, Loyola Meiser, that money will always couldn't presume that it's Meiser money. The taste explains that because we suspend that it fell from the buyers, which they're the majority. Now, Perisha Conscious Rashi explains, what do you mean? It 50% chance it could have been from the seller just like it is from the buyer, and if you say that it fell from the seller, then it would be chulin. So why are we saying that specifically fell from the buyers? And that says Rashi, because misveka telin lechumer. You're right, out of the doubt, 50% doubt. We're going to go stringently in this law of ma'aser sheni monies, which veinya l'ri, but that does not seem to be correct according to the ri. The samach miyuta the chulin the shar ma'is, because there is another variable here in this equation. We should add the minority of chulin of other monies, which, yeah, although most people, but not every person that's buying an animal is from Maisa Sheni, so that minority of chulin of other monies should add lepalga de meicher to the 50% chance that it fell from the seller. Vavalei ruba lehetter, and then you have majority of chulin to the Maisa Sheni. So why are we presuming there's Maisa Sheni funds? So rather, Vayim Arida, he says, the leichem have a ruba. No, the buyers are the majority, because although if you look at one buyer, one seller, it's 50-50, but the common many other, I'm not behem achas likness. There are many people trying to buy one animal, and therefore, regards to the seller, he's the minority, and they're the majority, and therefore we're going to say and presume that it's maisa sheni funds. Next the master begins with the Gemara Bahara Bais. If you find the monies on the temple mount, always going to presume that it's chum. Shteis finds a difficulty in that. Makshari, heich nimtzu sham. How could you even find money over there? I'm a pecker. The Gemara says, "Brachad b'samach b'zim b'beis loyikonis bara bais." And I'll come onto the temple mount. But mois hatzrus b'sadin with monies that's wrapped up in his kerchief, so there can't even be money in the first place. Avay Marie says, "No, the in aser. That's only forbidden. Heich the noisim b'fahesu b'sadin. He's carrying in his cloth out in the open." That's forbidden, because the Gnayu, that's disgraceful. Because the Nirka Hailach Shal Maschaya, as if you're going to do a business deal, which you're not doing when you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash. But sin a lie, but if it's discreet in your pocket, that wouldn't be a problem, and that's the money that fell out that you found on the Temple Mount. Ketunik says the Master that begins with the Gemara, soon as Kabbal Chayim, it's usually cleaned out, swept out every single day. Which Taisus explains, in contrast, by a Sheretz, you have to do Bedika. Although over here we see by monies, you don't have to, because we brought this halacha of the Braisa, that the monies that's found in the Shuki Yerushalayim on the Yomtiv, we presume it's Maaser Sheni, we don't go based on the majority of the year, like our Tez Damascus quotes, because it's swept every single day, they would have found it before. Unless it says, but the Rebbe finds that difficult, because the Maskinim Perek, the Manid Gemara concludes on needed Amid Beis. Gabi Sheretz, you find a Sheretz in an alleyway, where all the taris that were done over there before you found the sheretz, okay, retroactively are going to be tamei, and from the last time that you had swept, or the last time of you had checked, because you usually check when it was swept. But the halacha is that why? Because in cheskasi miskabed, we don't presume that it was swept out. Elal dibedika. Only through checking, meaning they anyways check when they're sweeping out, and then they saw that there's no sheretz. So from the last time up until that point is when we're going to make it tummy. Now the question is why we're saying over here that the monies that fell before the Yom Tov were found when they swept. It doesn't mention a variable about that they checked. There it says clearly that because there was a bedika. On that, the re-answer is because the sheretz shubekadosha over there would come a sheretz, a small little bug the size of a lentil, in cheskasi kol kach miskabik by monies. Yeah, without cannot presume so much that it would be swept out and found, like by monies, which are bigger monies, even if they weren't looking for it, by sweeping, they would find it, and therefore we don't mention the variable over here, in kach over there by sheretz, it has to be that they look for it, and therefore it's only up until the time that they last swept. The next test master begins with Zigmar, but Lavar, when the bracha is to do the beer, Kulam al-Pligan, no one's going to disagree. The Labo Mashma, that means a future tense. But the Homachalikus was regarding al-Bir Chametz, if that's a future tense or a past tense, which Tosis discusses one of the cases that the Gemara here mentions too, regarding the Brisav Mila, which regarding the Bracha Blachnisa, Bibisa Shalabra Mavinu, if you make the Bracha before or after the Mila, which Tosis says, Mikano Yamatzach Rashba. From here, the Rashba, or some of the gears of the Rashbam, that to require by the bris milah levarch lefneha milach nisa before the bris milah is done to make the bracha of lach nisa that the father says to bring him into the covenant of Avraham Avinu, because dilach hamila, because it would be made after the milah like we actually do it yishaka bebachase. So he's lying when he's making the bracha. Why? Because the lachnisai, as we see in the Gemara over here, the terminology, the tense has to be appropriate. Lachnisai is labamash, but it sounds like something that's going to be. And if it's after the meal, it already was done. Void moro, but he says, shetach lebracha. But let's see, we know in general, you have to make brachas before they're done. So therefore, he holds that the bracha of lachnisai should be done before the bris meal, which that doesn't seem to be correct to contract any time. Because the Perker Balaz the Milan Dimash Shabbos Tavkov in the Brisa Mol, whoever does the circumcision, Oimi says, Ashekhed Shon Bim Seis Bitzon Ala Milon, and then Aviyah Ben Oimer Lachnisai to bring him into the covenant. Now, Mash Malacha Milon, it sounds like that after the Mila, because that's the Moil, he's making the Bracha, and then after the Mila is where the father makes the Bracha, Avagav Lachnisai Mash Malabo, although wait a second, what do you do with the Rajbi's question? The Lachnisai sounds like it's on the future. That's Rabbein Tam Lakasha, that's not difficult. The brach of lachnis is not going on this priest meal that's being done right now. Rather, the father is saying praise and giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In general, on the mitzvah meal, that Hashem commanded us to do the meal when it comes to us, which whenever it's going to come to us, not on this meal in general. And they just inserted to make that bracha here. The gala is to reveal Uleidi and to notify Shazua Mila that this one that actually was done already. Nas l'shem Yitzchak was done for the sake of our Creator, v'lo l'shem avodas kelulim, not for bezar, v'lo l'shem murna, and not for any type of healing from the worms that are in the foreskin, v'lo l'shem ha'grizim, not for the kutim that would worship the Mount Grizim, and therefore it's not a difficulty, it's a future tense, even though it's after the Mila. And the intzar l'baruch evel esiyasai, and also what's with the other point, the Rashba, to make it before the mitzvah is done, that's el b'makam sho'isa mitzvah mavarch, that's only when the one who's doing the mitzvah, he's making the bracha. Avakash mevarach achar lai. When someone else is making the bracha, then that's in general not a requirement. You should know this. Shari bechas erison. The bracha on the engagement. In mevarach elacha erison. The bracha is actually made after the husband makes the engagement. And that's because the rav is masad the kedushin and not the one who's doing the kedushin himself. But therefore, it doesn't have to be. Avalasiyas.